One case involved a man who was stopped for speeding on a country road. The officer gave him a ticket, told him he was free to go, and started walking away. Then he turned around and walked back and started asking questions about what was in the man's car. The state Supreme Court concluded that at this point, a reasonable citizen would have felt free to leave. That's important because eventually the officer ended up searching the man's car, where he found heroin and a gun. The man's lawyers tried to say the search was illegal because the traffic stop was supposedly over, yet the man wouldn't have felt he could drive away. But on a 5-2 vote, the Supreme Court justices disagreed with the defendant's attorney. Joe Eamon of the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office says the court is limiting people's constitutional rights.
The court, in effect, is saying that as long as the police mutter the magic words, "You're free to leave," regardless of the coercive or intimidating circumstances, the court isn't going to consider you seized for Fourth Amendment purposes. This is, in effect, a legal fiction.
In the other case, a teenager answered the door of a man's house. The police, assuming she was one of the owner's children, asked if they could come in. The girl stepped aside without saying anything. Inside, the police found a baseball bat and other items which had been used as weapons earlier that day. The man's lawyer tried to argue that no actual consent was given to enter the house, so the evidence should be thrown out. But the Supreme Court decided this one in favor of law enforcement as well. Wisconsin Department of Justice spokesperson Randy Romanski says his department likes the rulings.
These are good decisions for law enforcement in the sense that it verifies the ability to investigate crimes and make arrests in accordance with their authority to do so.
In both decisions, Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson and Justice Ann Walsh Bradley dissented. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.